Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Wednesday, May the 20th, 2020. How about that date? 5-20-2020. 17 minutes past the hour here on the East Coast, 17 minutes past 9 a.m. And I'll tell you, this is the greatest thing you can do when you are a radio host is have a guest on where you can just not prepare. You can just sit back and enjoy the ride. And that's what I do every time this person is on. Now, we have not had him on in a while, longer than I like. It's been about 6 weeks because of this whole COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic mess that we're all in the middle of. We have not had him on since he had a very seminal birthday, which we'll get to here in a moment. But just tear the knob off the radio. Make sure you cannot change the listening device. Do whatever you got to do for the next 45 minutes because you are going to think, and more importantly, you are going to laugh. I guarantee it. I am stopped in the grocery store by people who say, "When are you going to have this man on again?" Well, guess what? This morning's the morning. And by the way, to do these appearances now on the morning show, he's got to get up at 6 a.m. his time. But I'll tell you what, I talked to him before we went on the air, and he sounds like he's been awake for a while, so maybe we'll ask him about that. We've got a whole myriad of things to talk about today. We've got COVID-19, class of 2020, who didn't have a graduation. We've got Memorial Day coming up. Holy moly, the summer is upon us. What is the summer of 2020 going to be like? Here's the deal. On April 8th, 2020, this gentleman turned 94 years old. We have not talked to him since then. He has been a fixture in the world of comedy. He is a Hall of Famer many times over for many, many years. The funniest man alive, for my money. We don't discuss anything we're going to talk about. I don't know what we're going to talk about. But let's find out what we're going to talk about with the funniest man alive, period, bar none, undisputed champion, king of comedy, my pal, the legendary Shecky Green. Shecky, from quarantine, how are you?
Oh, hello, are you there?
And you sounded so awake a few minutes ago.
Oh, listen. Could I tell you, this is the first time in my life that I felt as smart as anybody else in this world. And do you know why?
Why is that?
Because nobody has the answer to this thing. Nobody. From one end of the world to the other end of the world, nobody has the answer. And people want to know why Trump doesn't wear a mask. Because he went to buy it at Nordstrom's.
Well, you know,
do people remember that he had trouble with Nordstrom's?
Well, I think some do. That's been a little while ago. But, yeah, I think some of us do.
But I've been in my house. I found out there's other rooms in my house since I've been here. But I've been here 6 weeks, is it? I haven't left the house in 6 weeks.
Now, what is that like, to not leave the house for 6 weeks?
Because of the situation. And I found out that I don't have that many friends. I didn't get many calls in 6 weeks. I'm waiting for very dear friends to call me. What happened to you?
So the phone's not ringing off the hook?
No, my God. Just somebody from the coffee shop says, "Listen, are you coming down for your cup of coffee? It's been a week."
Well, it's nice to know the servers at the coffee shop are worried about you.
Oh, God. Can I tell you? I don't believe this. I mean, I'm laughing because it's as serious as this is and as sickening as this is. We just lost one of the great ladies from Ohio this week. And when you think about the great and magnificent people that we're losing, Glenn, to John Glenn's wife.
Annie Glenn, 100 years old.
Yes, Roger, you mentioned my 94. I just wish I had the brains that she has at 100.
She was a wonderful lady and a great spokesperson for people with disabilities.
Yeah, and she conquered it. Finally, after all those years, she conquered it.
She really did. She was a fighter, and they were quite a formidable team, her and John Glenn.
You know, she started very badly, and I used to do a joke in my act, and every once in a while that I had that kind of humor. You know, I'd take things like people's situations and make jokes out of it. Like I said, the guy that built Circus across from where I worked, I said, "Why'd you call it Circus?" And he said, "Let me tell you about the sign company, you know." And I did that joke, and every time I did it, it got a scream. But I always felt bad about certain things that I did on the stage. I did it because they got a laugh, but I felt bad about it.
Well, yeah, and I can understand that. Did you ever run into somebody who you made fun of in the act who was unhappy about it in person?
Oh, yeah, everybody I talked about. Are you kidding? I mean, there wasn't anybody. But I really didn't talk about people that I didn't like. I talked about people that I worked with. I worked with Sinatra, and the things that I had with him, I talked about that. You know, because those are things that actually happened.
Well, Shecky, I wanted to talk to you because where you are, it's a little after 6 a.m. out in Las Vegas. How long have you been up this morning already?
I really haven't been asleep. I had two bagels, and I ate them very slowly. I even ate the holes.
Boy, that is slow. That's a slow eating bagel.
No, so slow bagels. Put some cream cheese on them. Put a little salmon on the side. And a tomato, too. And you will be a Hebrew. I want to tell you, okay.
What?
I'm going to hide.
Shecky, here we are in the midst of this coronavirus. Things are starting to open back up. What do you make of how this is going?
You know what? I made the brilliant minds in it. And to watch our president, forgive me, I know that Ohio voted for Trump. So please forgive me, folks, if you find fault with this. How could this man possibly go against a doctor who's a genius, and he's going to take a little pill? Now, I'm telling my daughter yesterday about the pill, and she's, "Dad, I take that pill." I said, "What?"
Oh.
She says, "Yes, I take that pill," she says, "for my arthritis."
Oh.
I said, "Well, you could be the president of the United States."
Well, you know,
I couldn't believe it. But this man, how this man who was married many, many times, who had was sued 37 times in life, did everything as our president. I mean, could you imagine sitting there with Roosevelt and Lincoln and those kind of people and talking about this man? Oh, my God.
You know what I like, Shecky, about you is that, you know, everybody has their opinion about politics, but at least you apologized before you said that.
I will, because there's got to be other people the other way.
Oh, there are. Oh, yeah, there are. You know, people, this is an interesting story, I think. So I forget what they said, but we had a guy come on here one morning who was, he really was not a Trump fan, and he said something right off the bat in the interview that was kind of over the top. I wouldn't have said it about anybody, and, you know, I think people tuned out. I got messages that people tuned out as soon as he said that, but I don't think what you said was horrible. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, for everyone that I'm saying, there's somebody on the other side. You know, that's what makes a Republican and a Democrat.
That's right. And if we don't listen to the other sides, we're not going to get any smarter. We're just going to hear what we want to hear and go along with that.
If it takes forever, I want to know where we're going. Whether it's going to be raining or outside it's snowing. I never know from day to day which way I'll go.
Well, Shecky, I did want to get to this. It's not a coronavirus story, but by happenstance, it turned into one. On April the 8th, you turned 94 years old. What was the big birthday like?
Could I tell you? I mean, we were here. We were trapped. That really was the start of it. You know, I opened up the door, and the guy says, I don't even know who the guy was. I think he was from the ADT. And he says, get back in. You don't have a mask, you know. So I went to the bank and I waited for this guy with a gun, and I took his mask. Oh, God. Could you believe what we're going through in this world? Do you know, when I was a kid, I was graduating high school, and we were attacked by the Japanese. That's how I got out of high school.
Is that how it happened? The Japanese got you out of high
school. The Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, and then they came in and got my diploma. You know, they says, yeah, he's going to go into service anyway. You know, give it to him. Well, so if we weren't attacked, I don't think I would have graduated high school.
Well, this brings up an interesting point, because the class of 2020 is going to be very unique because they really did not have graduation ceremonies. They're doing these virtual things. What advice, since people did not get to go here a typical graduation, would you have for the class of 2020?
I say to them, everyone, mark down, everybody, keep track of the whole class. And everybody mark down the names and everything. And eventually when this is over, then you have your party. If it's 5 years, good. If it's 10 years, good. But you have that party, so you'll always remember that. I went to one of my class reunions. Of course, nobody remembered me. I had just finished doing three Carson shows in a row, and nobody knew me. And that's how popular I was. But the Japanese knew me because I graduated. Anyway. Anyway,
that's rough when your classmates don't remember you, but the Japanese do.
Well, you'd be surprised. I like miso soup.
Oh, man.
I got to like it. But can I tell you something? This is it's a memory that you can't lose. And if that happens today or it happens a year from today, you still get together.
Well, at 94 years old, Shecky, how many of your classmates are left?
I got to look in the mirror every day when I get up to check on me. Are you kidding?
Wait, are there any of them? Do you still have these?
Oh, yeah. I think that there's a matter of fact, I just lost one of my... I had a group of guys, and I'm really the last one that's left in the group. There were about nine guys, and I'm the last one that's left.
Well, what does it feel to be 94 now?
Better than 93.
That does it.
What?
That does it. It's a better year so far.
Yeah, well, I made it. You know.
Yeah. Well, 94 is a ripe old age. Did you ever think you'd make it to 94?
No, because when I was a kid... it was during the Depression, and people were committing suicide, and people, and I came from a background, you know, where there was some European people, and everybody was dying all the time, you know. And I want to tell you something, if I live to be another day, you hear what I tell you? Because if I live to be another day, that's something, but I don't think I'll be here tomorrow. So it was always one of those things. And my grandmother says, have the soup fast. I think I'm dying, you know. I used to break records with doing my grandmother's soup.
Well, I have to to ask you, Shecky, you know, Memorial Day is upon us here, and a lot of people this weekend, I think, I don't know in this coronavirus, but I think they'll be going out to the cemeteries and putting flowers and things of that nature on the tombstones. Do you do that?
No, because I'm not located where my mother and father are. My mother died first, and then we buried my father next to my mother, and the next day we went, my mother's grave was empty. She didn't want to stay around where my father was. She was gone.
Oh, man.
But then, and then I got one brother in Milwaukee. I got another brother in Las Vegas, you know. But it's strange when you keep on getting yeah, and you watch everybody else go, and it's not as frightening as it is when you're a kid. When you're a kid and you think of death, it's frightening. But as you get older, there's something quiet and serene about it.
Now, at 94 years of age, do you think about death?
Oh, a lot. Yes, I don't want my wife. I beg and plead, and I get down on my hands and my knees. I go to every church. Can I tell you, I go to the Catholic church, the Protestant church, the temple. I go, that my wife doesn't go first. Because I can't cook.
Well, at least you've got good sound reasoning there for not wanting to go first.
Now, wasn't that good?
That was good. You let us in. You took us down the path there.
Yeah, because she's got a sister, you know, who cooks. Not quite as well as her, though.
Now, you're a little bit older than your wife, are you not?
Yeah, I'm about 11 years.
11 years. So, and the man usually does go first for whatever reason.
Well, he goes first because he makes the money, and then, you know, the wife counts it and says you can go now.
Well, what?
You know, first of all, before they go to the mortuary, they go to the bank.
You know, Shecky, I don't think we've ever talked about this, and this might be a good time with Memorial Day upon us. What do you think happens when we depart this earth?
Well, you don't want to get into that. That's like a religion. Because I can go into that, and the next day I'll probably think of something else. But it's good to think about, and it's frightening to think about. You know, I mean, I just wish that all the troubles that people had and everything I cease. They're over with. You know, that's the one thing we know about death.
That is true. No matter what happens, when you come to the last stop on the road, you don't have those problems anymore.
No, I don't care what it is. It's just, you know, somebody shoots a guy with a gun four times. He could have done it with three bullets instead of four, you know, but the guy doesn't know. It's over with.
Now,
look at me talking about this. I come from Chicago, so I had to say something about a gangster. All right, sweetheart, you know what I mean? Get against that wall. It's St. Valentine's Day.
Well, you know, Shecky, the thing about living to 94, I would think, is you've seen a lot of people go in your life. Is that tough?
Yeah, you know, my brother recently died. He died this year. He was 2 years older than I was. And we were very, very close. Until I moved, I kept moving around. And we got away from each other a little bit. We talked to each other on the phone and everything. We loved each other. But he's gone, and I think about everything, the good things and the bad things. I think about all of those things, and, you know, to have that person with you. And, like, I sometimes feel very sorry for single children and a family, that they don't have somebody with them. I have two adopted children, and I'm going to tell you, Scott, the blessings that God gave me was that I have two of them. One would not have been good, but the two of them together are unbelievable.
Now, do you see your children very often?
Oh, every chance I get. I got one that lives in Boise, Idaho. I don't know where she found that with her husband. And the other one, Jewish people don't move to a place like Boise. I don't know too many Jews that go to Boise.
Not a lot of temples in Boise, Idaho, downtown Boise.
Well, maybe, you know, they have the Mormon temples, and maybe God bypassed them because he made the Mormon temples thinking they were Jewish temples.
Well,
some Jews are praying. They don't know they're Mormons right now.
Well, you know.
Wait a minute. I like that.
That's good. Yeah. Well, and I was thinking, Shecky, you know, the one thing the Memorial Day holiday symbolizes is the official kickoff of summer. Are you having a big get-together at your house this weekend? Hamburgers and hot dogs?
No, we have a very sad year. My dog died. That dog that used to bark when I was on with you?
Yes, we used to. He made several appearances.
Yeah, he used to do impressions of cats. And that took about 50% of my life away. That dog was as close to me as my two children. And my two children understand that, because they have dogs. I hope they understand that. My God. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, because I keep putting that bowl down on the floor. Oh, God, Shecky. And I mean it every time. Oh, God. Please, God. What are you teaching us a lesson? What are you doing to us? I mean, when does this end? When I was a kid and I saw a movie and they had a crazy doctor and he made something disappear, all of New York would disappear. And I says, oh, what crazy man can think of this? And now it's happening.
Well, Shecky, we have a question here. Now, this question was actually submitted many Christmases ago, but it applies to Memorial Day because some people will be having get-togethers. Now, here's the listener question. You're having a Memorial Day cookout, and one person does not want to come if you're going to invite another person. So what do you do in that particular situation?
Invite the first person to the one you want the most, and then the next day invite the other guy. But at least you invited the other guy and gave him a chance. But when the other guy comes, there's no food or anything. Everything is gone. Because we don't like the other guy.
We just say that's the after Memorial Day party.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't want to come with that guy, or anything, but that happens all over. You know, is Charlie coming yet? Well, what happened with you and Charlie? No, I could tell you. But what happened with you and Charlie? He's living with my wife.
Well, have you ever had a falling out like that in your life, Shecky, where you didn't want to be around somebody?
Oh, Scott, many, many people. And I think the other way. I think 90% it's people don't want to be around me. And it takes me a long time to find that out, you know? But you figure out who's your friend or who's not your friend. You know, by the time you get to 94, you're the only one left, like me. You know, I'm looking for that friend, but he's gone.
Now, what makes a true friend in your life? What would be your definition of a true friend?
Somebody who talks to you all the time, somebody that has a similar background, or you do things together, and you just know. It's like a parent. I mean, do you love that parent? I mean, sometimes the parent is a little mean to you and everything, but you love that parent. Well, you love that friend. You have the same feeling for that friend that you would for a parent.
Now, see, how do you develop that? Because that's interesting, because I think that's that's probably the best definition I've ever heard of a friend, because that is really what the underlying thing is there, is that you develop, because your parents are your parents and your relatives are your relatives and you have that feeling, but you don't have to have that for a friend. So how do you develop that?
Through the years, you know, you do little tiny things for each other, and just hear that voice. You know, if somebody has that, talking to you, and you get used to that, your voice, and you get to like it. You know, oh my God, that's Earl on the phone. Give me that phone. You know, somebody says Bob on the phone. No, 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 but not Bob. The half hour later, Earl called. Give me that. You know. So you know Bob from Earl, you know. Well, I don't know Bob and Earl. Geez, I picked up two guys I don't know.
Well, this is interesting, Shecky, because this month, I didn't plan on revealing this on the show, but I was watching a television program, and they talked about this, I guess it's a phobia that people have of calling people on the telephone. And for some reason, I learned that I have this phobia. Now, I can answer the telephone, and I can talk on the telephone, but I just don't call people. I don't even have people's phone numbers. It's awful. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, you have no interest in them. I mean, the only interest you have is if they remind you of something when they call you, you know, and that brings that friendship together. But other than that, you have no interest in what they have to say. I mean, a friend could call you and tell you some friend of yours died, but you would never know unless that friend called you, you know. But you wouldn't call him to say, I heard that Bob died, you know.
Well, and I probably wouldn't go anyway.
Yeah, that's up to you. So that's your hang up.
Well, and I don't know what that is, because if the phone rings and I'm there, I will most likely answer it. But I just never... I'll tell you how bad it is. I have friends who I don't even have their phone numbers written down because I don't call people. It's a bad affect of my personality.
Well, you know what? Line up 10 people right now. As soon as we finish, line up 10 people and put it down. And go one day, just go into your office and start to call and say, hello, Gene, how are you? I just wanted to call you and say hello. I don't know. I was sitting here in my office, and I said, I wonder what Gene is doing. And see how that feels to you. And if Gene gets to talking to you about something nice, you know, then call, hello, Harold. Yeah, this is Scott. No, I was in my office, and I said, Mike, I wonder what Harold is doing. And you'd be surprised what happens.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, because I think maybe time passed me by, because I feel that if Hervé Villechaize or Ed Sullivan were alive, I might call them.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Do you know they're going to do another program, Fantasy Island?
Oh, no, they are.
Yeah, and they got a big guy, from this little guy, they got a big guy now that's going to do this.
Somebody's taking Hervé's place?
Hervé's place. They went from 3 foot to 7 feet, I think.
Oh, was that...
I want to tell you something. They gave my weight, they gave my part of weight to someone else. She rose and gave it to her, before they do it.
Oh, man.
Are you Mexican? I'm going to get you to... I'm not Mexican.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
It's sad. You know what's his name was? Ricardo was a good friend. I never really sat Ricardo down and asked him, you know, about this little guy. That would have been interesting, because Ricardo was an unbelievable sweet man. He's a man I would call, and I would give you his telephone number. You can call him too.
I would like to call Ricardo.
Yeah,
Bond, sure.
I wish he was living. He was married to Loretta Young's sister.
Now, do you think that Ricardo and Hervé used to call each other on the weekends?
No, because Ricardo only called long distance, and he was 3 feet only. It didn't make it.
Oh, Lord!
I can't picture Ricardo taking Villechaize out to lunch.
You know, here's what I think, Shay. You and I one day are going to have to get together and go to Hervé Villechaize's grave, because we have gotten more material out of him than I think anybody in the world.
Well, I buried him in a shoebox. And he should have been a twin, because their shoes come taught in Paris.
Oh, God.
Denzel was saying bad things about Shakira. I just can't picture him 3 feet of being a lover. Could you see him with Linda, his wife? Jico, les romances qui pleurent de fâche, l'amour toujours à victoire.
Oh, I don't even need to show up today. I could just step away from the microphone. I don't even know why I'm here.
Now, why? Because you wanted to talk to me, see? I'm one of the people you talk to.
You're one of my best friends. That's right. That's what it is. It's a long-distance friendship. But no,
I've got a friend called Scott. He's got what I like to have got. It's plain to see he called me. Thank you, my friend Scott. What more can I tell you? This is a wonderful day. Please, God above, send us some love and take this disease away. Okay.
There we now, Shecky, we should. It's become
that's
our,
good. You know, that's good.
That was a good. Well, I'm glad we taped it. We tape everything here, so I'm glad
right.
We taped it. It'll be out on your next CD. You know, we have taped every interview we've done, and we've probably done 50 of them now over the last, 10 years. We'll release these all on a CD one day.
Yeah.
Now, Shecky, here's the thing. Because we just did Hervé Villechaize, and you never know when a new listener's out there, and this has become our thing. We started making, you started making fun of Hervé Villechaize because you did know him because you were a guest on Fantasy Island, and we have all deemed this, everybody who I've ran into, the funniest story in talk show history. Let's get it out of the way here for Memorial Day. You're going to be on Fantasy Island with Hervé Villechaize and Ricardo Montalban, big television show. You show up late, take it from there.
I'm very sorry, everybody, that I'm late, but my call was for 8 o'clock, and your call was for 7, so I'm... I want to tell you something. Who are you? Yeah, I'll tell you who I am. You started this show. I want to tell you something. You made us all wait for you. My name is Shecky Green. I don't care what your name is. Don't talk to the girl. That's my wife. I just got married. She doesn't give her over. Ricardo, what did he say? He says he's going to kill you. he's got a gun and he's going to kill you. Wait, he doesn't know me. And then I want to tell you something. You made us wait.
Now, wasn't there something in there about his wife wanting to get you?
Yeah, Linda, they just got married. I mean, this beautiful, wonderful, regular-sized girl. married him. I don't know what the hell she married him for. Yeah, I guess she never had a doll when she was a kid. She used to pick him up in the left arm and go to sleep.
So let's set this scene. He's already furious that you've shown up late and made him wait. And now...
Now she says to me, Shecky, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, oh, that's very nice. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something. Don't you talk to my wife. This is my wife. Don't you talk to her. I'm going to shoot you. You're going to shoot me? Shoot you. Why is there nobody on the set? He shot everybody. And then there's right in our show is Hervé Villechaize. I think he's on a stage, but I don't know where he... We got that little fellow from Mexico. I wonder if I'm not from Mexico. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, dear.
I want to get... Would you get that elephant off the stage and get that off, too?
Well...
The elephant's falling apart. Get that off.
Now, when Hervé threatened to shoot you, were there any SAG or AFTRA laws that would have prevented him from threatening to shoot people on the set?
No, I didn't get any. What do we get?
Residuals or?
Thank you. I just got 11 cents. They sent me. you don't get residuals for shooting.
Oh, don't you? That's terrible.
No, no, not for shooting. Would you believe I just got, yesterday, I just got an 11-cent residual.
Do you know what it was from? Do they tell you what it was from?
Yes. Fantasy Island.
Oh, their show. I gotta see this show. Where do I get it?
What, Fantasy Island?
Yeah, how do I find the Shecky Green?
I'm gonna call a guy, a friend of mine, and see if he can get it for me.
Because now in the actual episode, you played a con man trying to swerve Hervé Villechaize, right?
Yes, I played an Englishman. Hello, darling, you know what I mean? Would you like to buy some property? You know, it's right. Oh, I've got 40 acres out there. Yes, I've got alligators, I've got everything. I've got a lovely bunch of alligators. There they are already in the row.
Oh, you know, that is, that Merv Griffin sang that song, that Lovely Bunch of Coconuts, wasn't it?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Boy, there's a song you don't hear anymore.
Well, can I tell you, he was one of the best of what he did. Carson, I could say it now, Carson's gone. Carson, it was great, but there was no warmth to Carson. Carson was good at what he did. But Merv had a warmth.
Now, how would you compare Merv to Ed Sullivan as a host?
Well, what, Merv as a host? Ed Sullivan, we don't know what the hell Sullivan was, except a success. I can't even say success.
You know, and we have to get this story on the because I know you don't want to take credit for this, but I believe this has to be true because we discovered this. Now, nobody knows. Okay, let me start this way. People in show business, when they're waiting to go on stage, they go to a place called the green room. And it's always called the green room, and nobody knows why it's called the green room, because it's not green. How did it get that name? Nobody knows. Now, really, we think we figured this out. It has to do with you, and it's, this makes sense.
Well, I mean, let's take credit for it. Let's not go that far back. He used to get me in the green room and have me do my act. You know, could you see doing your act to Ed Sullivan alone? I mean, Ed Sullivan, I don't know what possibly I could compare it with. I mean, trying to make Ed Sullivan laugh. And then I come out on the stage and I say, hello, folks, Ashford, right there, we'll leave that in. Hello, folks, is a good way of starting our show. Okay, come back. What else? Good night, folks. Good. Those two things are good.
Now, it was not called the green room. He didn't, until you had to go in this room with him and do your...
You and I made that up, I think.
I think it's solid, though. I think we ought to run... facts don't matter anymore. We can just say whatever we want.
All right.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
I'm 94. I don't care anymore.
That's right. Who's going to remember?
Yeah.
That's right.
How many people can hate a guy 94 years old?
That's exactly right. We don't need that. So,
my goodness gracious.
You know,
yeah, wait till he's 95. We'll tell you.
Here's a weird thing, Shecky, that serendipitous how things happen. I knew you were going to be on the show today, and I was having a conversation last night with somebody who learned an interesting fact. They said, you know, sliced bread really has not been around that long. And I thought, well, I wonder when sliced bread was invented. So I looked this up. Sliced bread was invented July 6th, 1928. You're older than sliced bread.
1926?
1928. July 6, 1928, sliced bread is invented.
No wonder my mother didn't serve it at the beginning when I asked her for a piece of bread. How do you like that?
Yeah, you predate sliced bread by more than 2 years.
Well, the Jews have a bread that's called a challah. And a challah means bride. It's an egg bread.
That sounds good.
Yeah, oh, it's delicious. And you make French toast out of that. It's delicious. Oh, there's French toast again. I want to tell you something. I want a cup of coffee and French toast. but this, you have to slice this bread. So That was before Wonder Bread and all those other breads that came on the market.
Well, I don't know what people used to do before sliced bread. Did they just pick the loaf? What'd they do?
No, but wait, girl, let me ask you something. It's funny that you say, what did they throw in the water? Cast the bread upon the water and they come back tenfold? Well, what, they didn't throw a whole loaf out, did they? The guy, could you see the guy by the water? No, just take a piece of it. Don't throw the whole bread, Harry. Yeah, cut it in slices. Hey, how do you like that word, slices?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
cast the bread was in the Bible. That was before me, I think.
I do think the Bible predates you by
a few
years.
Yeah, I think so. I think they mentioned my name once. It says, holy.
Oh, man. Well,
this has been a good one. I like this one today.
Yeah, I think we've really hit it here today. I think it's because you stayed up all night.
Yeah, could I tell you something? I wouldn't miss this. I wait for Ohio. When they say Ohio's calling, yeah, give me the phone. You know.
And Ohio waits for you.
If they wait forever, I will tell a joke. I want to tell you in Ohio, I love all you folk. You are my friends, my wonderful friends. Okay.
You know, Shecky, I was thinking here, I don't know how far you want to go with this, but it is on my mind now since we brought it up. Do you want to give the people, because we've reached that point in the show where it's time for a musical number, do you want to do a little bit of the actual I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts song?
I don't think I remember them. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, 11 in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of your wrist. It's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Oh, there they are, lying in a row. Hello, my fair lady. How are you?
You know, that is the favorite song of a mutual friend of ours, dear friend, the late Kay Ballard, the English woman who's still living in her house.
Yeah, she is? They didn't get her out?
Not that I'm aware of. If you call there, I think she still answers the phone.
Oh, I got to call her. She says, you know what? Kay is not here. Well, I'll tell her, darling. You know what I mean? I'll tell her, and she'll call you. Nobody told her she died.
Oh, that's a nasty trick.
Yes, I missed that. That all at that same time, Carol Channing.
Carol Channing, yes. Kay Ballard.
Carol Channing with that wonderful diamonds. I got a lovely bunch of coconuts again. Yeah, I'm 94.
Now, Shecky, if Ed Sullivan were doing a Memorial Day program, because he was on Sunday night, so he would have been on the night before.
Oh, yeah, he would have been.
Yeah, what would he have done what would have Ed Sullivan's show sounded like on Memorial Day?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special day here today, and I want us all to bow our heads and say a prayer for all those boys and all those people on Memorial Day. I said Memorial Day. What? Did the folks, didn't I say Memorial Day? They're telling me I didn't say that. Right in our show, and let's make this a very important Memorial Day, and we love all you people. And I've got to go off the stage now. There's tears in my eyes. And that elephant did it again.
Well, Shecky, this was the time always goes by so fast. This was a tremendous show this morning. I can't thank you enough for coming on prior.
Scott, can I tell you, I look forward to meeting you. Don't have it my name that you won't call. Call me.
No, you are always on the list. The funniest man alive, Shecky Green. Shecky, thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Say hello to Sean. Say hello to everybody.
I will do that. Thank you, Shecky.
And I want to tell you goodbye.
The legendary Shecky Green doesn't get any better than that. Glenn Coble and myself filling in for Charlie Evers in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. How do you top that?
Can you give us a little line of something as we part ways here?
What, a song?
Any song you like.
Did you ever go into an Irishman's shanty where whiskey is whist and the boozeberry is plenty? The table is set with a door and a hatch in the door. The house is shut with a latch.
Pat Carroll, I adore you. Please come back
anytime. I adore you back, Scott. I thank you for having me on.
Here, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.